today's gospel, which draws an analogy between the end of our life and our encounter with God, with a master returning to check in on his servants to the house, always reminds me a little bit of being in school and what it was like going through a test. Usually when you were in school and you had a test coming, you would know what the date of the test was going to be, but you were always wondering what were the questions going to be. Well, you had a broad idea of what the content to be covered would be, the exact questions you didn't know, and that would cause you a little bit of fear and anxiety with the unknown of what was going to be asked. I think in many ways, when we think of our salvation and our pilgrimage of faith heading back toward our decisive encounter with Jesus at the end of our life, it really is the exact opposite to being a student and getting ready for a test. And that is, we don't know the date when our test is going to be or when we're going to go in front of Jesus. But on the converse side of things, we absolutely know the content of the question which is going to be asked of us. And the question to be asked is, did we live the love of God and the love of neighbor in our life after the pattern of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and life, and shows us what the content of love really means? And this is the only question that matters. This is the question that we are going to be confronted with. And because we know the question, we also know then, on account of not knowing the date of our test, we ought to make sure that every single day of our life that there are acts of love toward God and toward our neighbor which are done on an intentional level and which are done through our thoughts, words, and deeds. And that really is it's a very simple message. It's one I think that we all know and that we're all aware of. But it's always one which is worth being reminded of. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that we would never lose a day without making intentional acts of love of God and love of our neighbor after the pattern of Jesus, and so that we would always be prepared, but whenever the hour of our Master's return, that we would be ready and joyful to greet and meet him with anticipation and with joy.